From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. This is the eighth Christmas American troops have spent in Iraq. And there may be only one more Christmas if the U.S. stays true to its promise to withdraw all troops by the end of next year. Well, we're going to hear what the holiday sounds like with the 1st Infantry Division in northern Iraq. The division is known as the Devil Brigade for fighting through hellish conditions in the First World War. NPR's Kelly McEvers paid the troops a visit today and found that it's been business as usual. They launched an operation to detain suspected insurgents, an operation called Devil's Eve, a play on Christmas Eve. But they started the day with some giving.
On many days, whether it's a holiday or not, this is what the war in Iraq sounds like. Soldiers like Lieutenant Evan Corain promising heaters to a local village chief.
We should be able to get two. It may take me a week. If it takes me a week, they should be able to get at the checkpoint and just call you and have you pick it up.
Sitting on the floor and sipping tea and making promises, this has long been the strategy for officers here. Soldiers no longer kick down doors. They give out toys and leftover Christmas candy. Before they leave, the officers tell the village chief they think the war is over. The chief politely says he looks forward to a day when Americans will visit him without armored trucks and big guns. Later the same day, this is what the war in Iraq sounds like. American commanders with their Iraqi counterparts landing in a remote village of mud brick houses that's thought to harbor insurgents, and immediately stepping in front of the cameras.
They've captured over 5 caches. They've detained already 9 targeted individuals.
That's Colonel Eric Welsh. He helped lead Operation Devil's Eve.
And this joint cooperation between this police chief and that division commander are unprecedented for this area.
His goal is to send the message that Americans are no longer leading these raids. Instead, they help plan the missions, then tag along in case something goes wrong. Today, now that the raid is finished, dozens of men are being held for questioning.
So we've got a line of men and boys, would you say about 30 people lined up right here, sitting down in the salty sand, and they are here for tactical questioning. Is that right?
Tactical questioning.
An American soldier takes one glowering suspect and holds his finger to a handheld screen.
Right now, ma'am, we're putting them into the HIDE system, which... it's basically a mass database of all types of information, their background, fingerprinting, iris scans.
Iraqis will search to see if the man is wanted for previous crimes. Analysts say one reason the violence is down in Iraq is because the message is getting out. The occupier is leaving. And, they say, because Iraqis are getting serious about finding and capturing insurgents who target their own people, like a triple suicide bombing near here last month. Here's Iraqi Police Major General Jamal Taher Bakr.
Before the terrorists, they said that is we struggle against the American forces. But that is a lie, because you know that they against the people, the children, the women, the everywhere.
Because of this shift, Jamal says Iraqis are beginning to provide police with information about insurgents. What it all amounts to is that on most days, the war in Iraq, for the Americans at least, sounds like something that is ending. Phrases like working to make ourselves irrelevant and respectable exit are the norm these days. That's all the more true now that Iraq's newly formed government seems increasingly unlikely to ask U.S. troops to remain beyond the December 2011 deadline. As one commander here put it, the coming year is the final chapter in the Iraq War. And while this war will be remembered for how it began, it also will be remembered for how it ends. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Kirkuk.